From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Lynn Neary. Exit polls are just beginning to come out, and we're going to look at them with Andrew Kohut, president of the Pew Research Center. He's here in the studio with me. Welcome, Andy.
Happy to be here, Lynn.
Now, I know this is very early on in the game, but is there any trend that you can see now in these preliminary numbers?
Well, it's interesting to look at the composition of the electorate. It's very similar to what we saw 4 years ago, with 73% white and 13% black. The black representation is not lower than it was 4 years ago. There was a lot of question whether that would be the case. And we see the same thing with respect to the age distribution. 18% of these exit poll respondents were under 30 years of age, just about what we had 4 years ago. The partisan balance is pretty much the same, with a slight a somewhat smaller Democratic plurality, but they're more Democrats than Republicans, at least in this early exit poll.
So can you read anything from that at all?
It's a little too early to make some projections based upon that.
But what kinds of issues are people saying are important to them?
Well, it's clearly the economy is the top issue. 60% said
no surprise there.
Yeah, there's no surprise there. Foreign policy was just 4%. Benghazi, notwithstanding, the conventional wisdom about this campaign appears to be true. The public's personal concerns are somewhat surprising to me. 40% said jobs, but almost as many, 37%, said rising prices. So it's on a personal level, it's not all jobs. It's prices. That may be gasoline, you know.
Yeah. And the states that you'll be watching closely tonight, I think we know some of them.
Well, the big important swing states, Ohio, Virginia, Colorado, Florida, and Wisconsin. We're going to be getting exit polls in from all of those states, so we'll have some sense of where these crucial electorates are going over the course of the night. Much of it will be very early because these states largely close early.
So what do you think? Or is it going to be a long night, or is it going to be an early night?
Well, until we see some more convincing, or not more authoritative, exit polls, we don't really have any idea. What's interesting about this exit poll is it shows that we do have a more conservative electorate. This is compared to 4 years ago. Many fewer people say that they want a government that solves problems. But on the other hand, it's a populist electorate. 53% say the economic system favors rich people. So they're pretty nuanced attitudes, even at the very top, just looking at the exit poll in the briefest of ways.
Anything in particular you're going to be looking at as a sort of key to what might the outcome might be?
Well, the key to it will be whether how close this is or it isn't, and what the moderates do and what the independents do. I guess the key is how are these independents going to break? We know how the Republicans and Democrats are going to vote. They're going to vote 90% for their candidate.
So here at the end, we're where we were at the beginning. The key is the independents.
They're always the deciders.
Okay. Andy, we'll be hearing more from you tonight on NPR's special coverage of the election. It will be broadcast on many NPR stations beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for being with us, Andy.
You're welcome, Lynn.